I've always been captured by stories. Myths, legends, cultural memories that are passed down from generation to generation. Stories of Achilles and Patroclus and Helen of Troy. A war being started over a person. These sorts of stories live in our bones and are communicated through us telling those stories. And here we see the author of Hebrews doing the same thing. We see him looking back into the past, into the scriptures, and saying, what is the example of the cloud of witnesses set before us? And it's really interesting because it starts how you would expect it to start, with the Exodus, with the faithful people crossing through the Red Sea in fear of Pharaoh. And it continues to those who moved into the land, but they weren't as faithful. They had just finished wandering in the desert for 40 years because they got to the edge of the land and said, no, it's too scary. I don't want to go. I'm scared of these giants, is literally why they said they didn't want to go. So they wandered for 40 years. They then enter into the land, and the next member of the cloud of witnesses is a prostitute named Rahab. Somebody considered on the fringes of society, somebody who would be considered unclean, that spat in the face of Jewish law with her profession. We then continue to stories of the judges. Now, I don't know when the last time y'all read the book of Judges, but it is more of a guide of what not to do than what to do. Stories of Samson and his lust for Delilah causing his downfall. We then continue into the rest of the histories and the prophets of David. And I don't need to talk about all the harm David had caused, even with all the good that he did. I don't have to talk about the harm that came to prophets in the name of God, or people claiming the name of God. However, throughout all of these stories is that line of hope of those that came before us carrying that word. And that is beautiful. The cloud of witnesses that continued well before us and will continue long after us. Here, we see the hope of the gospel, that through all of these people who are flawed, sin, are imperfect, counter each other's voices even throughout history today, we see the song of creation being sung. And they sang it without seeing it in fruition. The martyrs, those who came before us, whose reward for following Jesus was not having a home, death, mockery in things like the Colosseum, isolation from their community, being told that they were not good enough. That was their reward for following Jesus in this life. And that is beautiful, because even though there are some people today who claim prosperity, wealth, health, all of these different things come with following Jesus, Hebrews 11 is our promise. That is what we get in this life for following Jesus. And that is beautiful. because we are invited to join in that song. That song of creation that continues from when God spoke the first words, "Let there be light." And there was light. That continued with the rocks and the trees crying out in the book of Isaiah, saying, we will worship the Lord God even when we won't. We as humans walk away. Creation continues to sing that song, and we are invited to join in that dance, because that is the promise of the cloud of witnesses. And I'm not really great at goodbyes. As y'all know, it's my last Sunday, and I want to say thank you for being a part of my cloud, because a cloud looks different for everyone. It's who we come across, who we engage with, those people that stick in your mind that you can't help but think about. And the Plank Chapel family is going to be one that stays in my mind for the rest of my life, because I was honestly scared coming into Field Ed. I didn't have a great experience last summer, and I was scared it was going to be a repeat of the same. But I have only met acceptance and open arms and a lot of really good jokes. Looking at you, Mac. Yeah. And so even though we are continuing in that story and we have not seen the promises yet fulfilled, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for me. Thank you for making it a genuine joy to drive an hour north multiple times a week to laugh at the Bible and laugh with the Bible and Bible study, to care for the children at VBS, and to be here with you on Sundays. Thank you for being a part of my cloud. Even as imperfect as we all are, and Lord knows we are all imperfect, and we all struggle with different things, we are singing the song of creation. And that is so beautiful. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.